a good one. By golly, that's a great story.
Oh, my, but I'm getting hungry. Sure, it must be supper time. What's the matter, I wonder?
Me stomach thinks me throat cut.
There's the supper bell now.
Hooray! Oh, how the porters yell when they hear the dinner bell. Oh, how those eggs do smell three times a day.
Here, here, gentlemen, sit down at the table and behave yourselves.
Why, certainly, Mrs. Clancy, we didn't see you come in.
Will you have some soup, Mr. Kelly?
Is it appetizing?
No, it's vegetables.
I'll try a bit. Here you are.
Hey, Mrs. Clancy, I hear you have a new servant girl. Is she black or white?
Green. She just landed from Germany on Tuesday.
Oh. I can't eat this soup.
Here's another plate of it.
Say, McGinty, will you kindly pass the paddle-eyed sugar and the condemned milk?
To be cool.
I can't eat this soup.
Well, here's another plate of it.
By Gary, this is not roast beef I'm eating, it's cowhide.
What do you expect for $3 a week, Caskin?
I can't eat this soup.
Why can't you eat that soup?
I have no spoon.
Mr. Sullivan, how did you like the meat you had on toast this morning?
I was blame sorry for the toast.
This is good bread, Mrs. Clancy.
It's better bread than some of the boarders.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, O'Brien.
Say, Mrs. Clancy, this coffee's not settled.
Neither is your board bill, Mr. Sullivan.
That's one on you, Sullivan.
Have you any oysters, Mrs. Clancy?
Oysters are not in season.
Well, bring them in and I'll season them myself. What have you for dessert?
Prunes.
Prunes? What again?
No more of them for me.
I'm through.
I'm ashamed to look a prune in the face.
Come on, boys, let us go in the parlor.
Come on. Oh, the devil is that playing the piano?
Why, that's the new servant girl. She plays entirely the ear.
From the sound of it, I thought she was playing it with her feet.
Come in, gentlemen. This is Bartha, the new servant girl.
How do you do, gentlemen? I'm glad to make your acquaintance.
Oh, say, Bartha, sing something for us.
When I first come to this country, to the land of the free, everything looks so rosy and fine as could be. I hear him calling now.
There, Mrs. Clancy, what kind of a boarding house are you giving yet? I say not in this house to be insulting with a lot of Irish in moment. I was never so insulting in my life. Now see what you've done. I can't be getting a new sovereign girl every week.
That's all right, Mrs. Clancy. We like a change. Say, O'Brien, you're always telling what a fine singer you are. Will you sing a song for us now?
Sure, I will, Dad.
Go on. Where's the fight?
That's no fight. That's O'Brien singing.
Stop him, he's smoking. Stop it, O'Brien. Stop it. What ails you, man?
Nothing ails me. I'm singing.
That's not singing, man. I never heard a noise like that come out of a human being before.
Did you strain yourself?
No, but I'll strain you.
Come on, leave us all sing.
That's right, I'll sing.
And the boss of the boarders is Mrs. Clancy.
Did you hear that, Mrs. Clancy?
Ah, quit your kidding. That'll not pay your board.
That's one on all of us. Come on, boys, and we'll sing it again.
Sure, we will.
Toodle-oo.
With my skimmering, a-pada-doodle-a-da-da-boom-da-dee-ay.
Toodle-oo.